Alejandro, thank you again for your time. My first question for you is, how did you end up in La Ronge?
Honestly, so last year, you know, with COVID and everything going on, it was hard to find teams back in the States. And a family friend told me that I should try to go Junior A and play. He knew Killer and Schneider. So I ended up seeing their post about their ID camp this year. So I came to the camp, tried out, talked to Killer, and now I'm here in La Ronge after a long time of trying out to be here.
Very cool. Just talk about you know, how you got into the game, and was there anything to do with kind of the success of like the Phoenix Coyotes and like Austin Matthews, that kind of thing? Like, how was it that you got into hockey in the first place?
So I started playing hockey back in Mexico when I was 5. There was not many ice rinks back when I was little, and they had opened a rink by my school. And my father always wanted me to learn how to, he always wanted to learn how to skate. He just never got the chance. So he placed my sister and I to like a couple of skating lessons when I was like 4, my sister was 6. My sister picked up figure skating, and after one of her practices, I saw they were opening a hockey program. So I asked my parents to join. And before buying the gear, they were like, well, you got to promise us that you'll play for at least 3 years if we're going to buy all this stuff for you. And just fell in love with the game. And that's how I started playing back in Mexico City.
Wow, that's amazing. What's your sister's name?
Montserrat Tapud.
Montserrat.
She competes for Arizona State.
Oh, great. That's great. Great background information. Cool. So how is it that you ended up playing, I guess it was minor hockey in the Arizona, like minor hockey system and whatnot. How is it that you ended up playing in the States?
So, once I was like about nine and 10 years old, I was playing for, I lived in a close to a border town. So I was like 2 hours away from the border of Texas. And we found a team over there because there was no teams to play back when I was little in Mexico. Like, hockey had like died down. So there were no teams at all for my age. And I started playing for a team back in Texas. And after we were just like a put together team. We ended up winning a double-A tournament. And one of the Bobcats coaches for the Arizona Bobcats was there, and he told me to go. Oh no, he was not a, sorry. Not, he was not a, this guy was there like a scout.
Okay.
He told me to try out for the Coyotes. His name is Rick Kasubak. He's a really good family friend now.
Okay.
And, he told my dad, is like, you know, he likes the sport. He wants to go far. He wants to play as much as he can. He should go try out. In Arizona, I went to the tryout, and then I started playing there when I turned 13, and that's pretty much how I went to start playing in Arizona. And after that, I played juniors for a few years in tier 3, ended up in the AHL. Now I'm here, very fortunately.
That's amazing. Before we get to, Saskatchewan too, I want to talk about your experiences with the Mexican youth national teams. It looks like you've had 2 experiences. Let me know if you've had more with the U18 team and the U20 team. You know, how cool was it to wear Mexico across your chest?
Oh, it's just such an honor and pride to be able to represent my country in such an amazing sport. My first time representing them was back when I was like 10. We went to a tournament in Dallas. It was just a weekend tournament, just played, came back, that's it. It was great. That was the first time wearing the uniform and representing my country. The second time we had a the IIHF Division 3A, I believe it was, mm-hmm. in Turkey. And wow. that was my first time in an IIHF tournament. And it was electric. It was just very, like, the coaching staff, the guys there, everybody was just like dialed in and focused, ready to go. And of course, we had fun there. Like, we went to explore Turkey with the team and everything. But in overseas with the national team is just it's a wonderful experience.
That's awesome. And it looks like you had an assistant captaincy, I guess, with the U18 team as well. And I guess, how did you guys do in those two tournaments?
In the first tournament, my U18s, we ended up back when the U18 happened. It was just a round robin tournament, so there was no quarterfinals, semifinals. There was none of that. Because the division, it's a low division, so uh-huh. We ended up getting a silver because we actually beat the team that got the gold. We just had one less point than them because in their last game they ended up going overtime, and if they had just lost it in regulation, we would have gotten the gold. But you know, it happened that they ended up tying the game, going to OT. Hmm. So we got the silver for that tournament. Wow. And in the U20, it was a little weaker of a year. A lot of the guys that, like the stronger group of guys that played, like ACHA in the States and NCAA D3, and a lot like juniors, like they played juniors in the States, they moved on and just moved on with their lives and stuff. So we had a younger group of guys. Mm. So we did okay. Not we didn't win anything on that tournament.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, I see the one of the leaders, I guess, on the team there, Luis Cruz, played Hill Academy Prep. That's not at all far from where I'm from, actually, like in just north of Toronto. So very cool. And I guess, what are some of your early impressions here of Saskatchewan and the and Canada, I guess, and the passion that you've seen, I'm sure, already from the L'Orange fans for the game?
Oh, it's great. Going to the games, even like the preseason games, having, I don't know, it looked like it was about 200 fans just for the preseason. Mm-hmm. On the game opener, like the night of just like the home opener, having all those people in the stands, and it was very energetic, very... it was just very nice to see how that the community supports the team. And it's just nice to see that the community is very involved with the team. I've never been with a team that has the community behind them and uh-huh. fully supports them. So it's great.
Yeah, that's really cool. Have you had a second where you've kind of looked around and been like, where am I? Like, how did I get here? Have you had any sort of surreal moments, you know, being from where you're from and then spending all that time in the States, and then now you're sort of super far from home, I guess. Has it been a little surreal? Has it just been exciting? Like, what's been the overall feeling for you?
It's sometimes a little shocking, like, On the home opener, when they announced my name, and well, they said that I was the first Mexican playing in the SJHL. It mm-hmm. kind of like it just rung a bell, kind of like sent me back when I was like barely starting to play in the States, when I started barely playing in Mexico mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it's mm-hmm. yeah, it's a little, it's very cool. It's just a little mm-hmm. odd thinking that I'm from two countries down south, and now I'm in all the way in northern Saskatchewan.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. How do you feel about what they say about the winter? I'm sure people have told you.
Yeah, I am hoping I do well with the negative 40 degree weather. I'm not very like right now. We're like at 10s and 20s, hitting single digits. That's my usual winter time back at home.
Right.
So I can't imagine what the winter is going to feel like.
There you go. Was it always, you'll be fine. Just don't go outside too much. You'll be fine. was it always hockey, like growing up for you? Did you like soccer? Did you like baseball? Did you like other sports too?
I used to do karate back. You started back when I was right after I started doing hockey, I did karate. I was state champion in Arizona for that.
Oh, wow.
And, I ran track and field for a little bit for a span of like 2 years. And, just that's been pretty much it. Never really played other. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And I did a little bit of basketball, but that's about it.
Do you like watching other sports?
I do enjoy watching track and field a lot. I don't even know. I don't even understand why, but I enjoy seeing people running for some reason. I do watch. I mean, I of course follow basketball. It was great to see the Suns go so far this year.
Right.
Hockey and basketball were the only two sports that I follow.
Just a couple more questions. Don't want to take too much of your time. How would you categorize the state of hockey in Mexico right now? Are there people interested? Is it growing? What's it like?
As of right now, I am not too well informed on how the youth is doing.
Uh-huh.
I know, my generation has kept about the same, I'm pretty sure. So we've kept a steady pace so far.
Uh-huh.
The youth, I believe it's growing because I've gotten to see a lot of Mexican guys in some camps, like back in Arizona. In the mm-hmm. summertime, I did a camp. It was Boris Roshenko. He used to coach Matthews. He was a Matthews Edgework coach.
Right, cool.
And there was a bunch of guys from Mexico City there, five or six, and there were young guys. They're like 08s and 07s. So wow. It seems that the youth is doing pretty good right now.
That's fantastic. Do you do you hope that you'll be recalled in whenever there's IHF events again to play for Mexico?
Oh, I got recently contacted by the Federation of Mexico Hockey, and the next event will be. I don't qualify for the U20 anymore. My last U20 and was canceled because of COVID, unfortunately.
Right.
So the next event will be just Team Mexico, like the all age group.
Yeah.
And it will be happening in Iceland in I think it's in late end of April.
Oh wow, cool. So they want you to come?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You must be really excited.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. A bunch of my old teammates are going to be there. So
that's fantastic. I've always wanted to go to Iceland. That sounds awesome. Cool. And then just the last question, maybe for those that don't know, people, especially in the Saskatchewan hockey community, what type of player are you? What can people kind of expect when they watch you play?
Well, I am a role player. I'll do whatever the coach asks me to do. If coach tells me to dump the puck every time I cross the red, I'll do that. If he wants me to just dump, chase, hit, I'll do that as well. Just kind of a grinder and a role player.
Cool. Well, hey, yeah, as I said, L'Orange seems like they have a lot of talent, so. That's cool to have. Every team needs an Alejandro Apud. Cool. I guess, do you want me to, what do your parents do in Mexico?
My parents currently live in Houston, Texas. They just recently moved there.
Okay.
My father, he is working for a Mexican bank. They're opening a branch in Houston, Texas.
Oh, cool.
And my mother works at a clothing store over there in Houston.